There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, starting off this hour with a little bit of sad news. Leonard Nimoy died today at 83 of chronic obstructive pulmonary lung disease. And I think he's one of those people that everybody just loved. I actually met him. He was doing a one-man show in Boston at one point about Vincent van Gogh and about he and his brother. And he was wonderful, and that's when I interviewed him. And he was actually a Boston native. He was born in Boston and was just kind of a really nice guy. And, I mean, he was much more fun, much more playful than the Spock character. But I'm not sure why the Spock character resonated so much with people. In some ways, more than Captain Kirk. I think everybody viewed Captain Kirk as kind of the kind of braggadocio sort of guy who always needed the attention, and Spock was kind of the leveling or the stabilizing influence. And whenever things went wrong, he would sort of fix them. That Captain Kirk was kind of the kind of frat boy, fun guy to hang out with, but Spock was the one that was going to get you through, was going to mentor you through, or was going to tutor you through passing math. And he tells a wonderful story about being at a conference with all these, I think it was at Berkeley or something, with all these really smart kids, and they were all showing him their scientific experiment. He was an actor, and he just kept saying, I think you're on the right track. Yeah, I think that makes some sense. So, but he described Spock as one of his favorite characters, one of his best friends. He actually wrote a book called I Am Not Spock. And then he wrote another book called I Am Spock. People were not happy with the I Am Not Spock.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly why he was so beloved, except to sort of be maybe the big serious brother that we always wished we'd had. Go forth and multiply, right? So there we go. His Live Long and Prosper, I guess, was his Live Long and Prosper, which apparently is a variation of a spoken blessing. And he would sign his Twitter accounts with LLAP. Did you know that? Live Long and Prosper.
Yeah, I did know that, yeah.
There you go.
He, he had his final tweet on his Twitter account. I think it was 4 days ago. I was just looking at it before we came back here. And it said, a life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved, except in memory.
Here you go.
Live long and prosper.
Yep.
That was his last tweet. It was 4 days ago.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Yeah, I don't know if he was a smoker or not. It doesn't say. It's most likely, but it's not clear. I think he was, actually. I think I remember him being a smoker. But he had a very rough career until he started Star Trek and felt like, I mean, he certainly was never leading man handsome. And Star Trek was never a major hit during its original broadcast. Did you know that?
Yeah,
it just lasted 3 seasons.
Right. Yeah. I obviously I wasn't alive at that time, but I do remember people telling me that at the time when it was actually on, it wasn't quite as popular.
No.
But then after it was done, that's when everybody kind of,
well, the first 2 seasons, then they were going to cancel it, and there were an intense viewer lobbying campaign. Mm-hmm. And that's how they got it on the third year. so there was, let's see, Shatner's still alive, obviously.
Yep.
DeForest Kelly, I think, is not. He was Bones, I think. James Doohan was Scotty.
He's no longer with us.
Okay. Yeah. So Shatner.
Mr. Sulu is still with us.
Yeah. Well, and he did a documentary about George Takei. I think it's called I Am Takei, mm-hmm. which is probably a takeoff on I Am Spock. He said Shatner remembered being disappointed that Nimoy got more fan mail than he did. And Spock wasn't hit with the network executives at first. They felt his pointed ears made him look satanic. And his character was dry and logical as opposed to the energetic Kirk. But Nimoy brought a much-needed humor to the character with selectively raised eyebrows and deadpan delivery. And he quickly became a favorite. He put out a few albums of songs, which I didn't know about.
Okay.
The New York Times columnist Marie Down wants to criticize President Obama as being distant. She refers to him as Spock. Then he joined Mission Impossible as Paris, part of Paris Graves' secret agent team. He made a few movies, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. He hosted the syndicated show In Search Of and appeared in a number of plays. But Star Trek only did 79 episodes, but became rerun gold.
And they did end up making a lot of movies, too.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm convinced that my daughter is a marine biologist because of Star Trek IV. He also directed the third and fourth films, The Search for Spock, mm-hmm. which takes place after Spock dies.
Yep.
So there you go. Okay, he got an Emmy nomination for A Woman Called Golda with Ingrid Bergman. And he was on The Simpsons. Did you know that?
I do remember that, yes.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. Video games. So, Spock, you know, you'll be missed. And I think one of the things I just asked Mandy to put up on Facebook of what characters, what public people that you really don't know have sort of touched you, makes you feel like you're... As I said, I think Spock was kind of the big brother we always wanted, that he was solid, you could always count on him, and he was smart, and he didn't need a whole lot of attention, and he was gentle. I think there was something really very special about him, as you could tell. I mean, that the idea being that he got more... He got more email than William Shatner. Apparently, the two of them have had somewhat of a rocky relationship. That it's now had been the last couple of years pretty good, but apparently there were times where, I suppose, if you're the star of a show and your second lieutenant gets more email than you did, especially with Shatner, probably doesn't lend itself to a great deal of huge hugs and kisses and whatever. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. Do let us know. It just seemed, you know, the obituaries I've done for people were basically people I knew fairly well, and for Robin Williams and for Joan Rivers and for Joe Franklin. But every once in a while, as I said, I met him. I didn't know him well, but I think that there's just something special about him. And I'll tell you what happened. You know, I looked at my phone and it said Leonard Nimoy died, and I said to Manny, Leonard Nimoy just died. He said, oh, no. And I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, what have I got here? About a minute and a half?
Yeah, about a minute and a half. A little over a minute.
All right, let's see what people want me to be as a program director. Let's see if I can. Probably can't do it in a minute and a half, but we can at least start on it.
Well, we have about one person, Corinne. She wants to... She wants your thoughts on eating disorders, bulimia, and binge eating, not with teenagers, but with adults.
Well, I mean, it's the same issue, basically, and most people have those issues, which I will talk about a bit more, but most of the people had those issues as adults, had them as children, and didn't necessarily... So it's not completely unheard of for them to be developed as adult behavior, but it's more common in kids. Although, as you can hear with Barbara, who's my first caller today, that that she grew up sort of fairly thin and then put on some weight. And so, which hopefully she's neither bulimic nor anorexic nor binge eating. So I'll talk a little bit more about that when we return. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7569. So the question was about bulimia, anorexia, and binge eating in adults. And again, it's the same phenomenon, which is an unrealistic body image. And which, it's very hard to live in the United States and be a woman, and it's getting to be, for men as well, a similar problem, and not have somewhat of an unrealistic body image. Did you know that about the Cindy Crawford photo shoot in Elle magazine?
I don't know anything about that.
All right. Apparently, Cindy Crawford, the model, indeed, did a shoot for Marie Claire, I think. And she basically was, unretouched photos. Let's see if I can find this one. Screen. She apparently, no, let's see, it doesn't have that here. Anyway, she did apparently some unretouched photos in which she has a little bit of a gut. Okay? And it's creating a huge fuss because she's sort of, here we go, unphotoshopped pictures hit blog. Let's see if we can find this. They're supposed to be coming up. Here we go. Jamie Lee Curtis did it a bunch of years ago. She did it, like 5 or 6 years ago, where she did a photo shoot, and she showed the before and after as a way of saying to women, don't do this. That you're buying into an unrealistic image. This is her, Marie Claire's April 2015 will be 100% non-retouched photos, excluding ads. No nipping, no tucking, no nothing. A beautiful model's flaws designed to show that these models and celebrities are just like us, including Cindy Crawford. And she has a picture where she has a little bit of a gut. She's got some, they're not really stretch marks, but and she's got some décolletage issues. She's got a little bit of, looks like cellulite. I mean, she's 48. She still looks very good. But good for her. I mean, she still has this gorgeous face. You can tell that she's probably had a little bit of work done on her face. But there's no way of sort of, I don't know if there's a way of tightening up your belly. I mean, it's not like she has this gross belly that's overhanging everything. But the issue is trying to offset the unrealistic notions of what it is to be beautiful in this society. And we were talking before with the fact that the standards of beauty change, but they've gotten completely unrealistic in terms of age and body type and everything else, and that most of the pictures that you see of models have been seriously enhanced, or I suppose in this particular case, we should just say Photoshop, because they're not, I mean, they have, the bosoms are enhanced and everything else is reduced. There's a famous story about Oprah with her head on another person's body for the photo shoot. There's not been any scientific breakthrough there, trust me. That's still a couple years off, supposedly, according to yesterday's stories. But the idea, all right, so why would people starve themselves? And the best way I've understood, and maybe it does make some sense to differentiate between adolescent behavior and adult behavior, although I think the adult behavior is kind of a regression to an adolescent stage of saying, I want to take a shortcut, I just want this to be quick. I don't care the harm that it does. I don't care about the long term. I only care about the short term. And that's very characteristic of the adolescent brain, let alone the adolescent behavior. But the best description I ever heard of, and I think this may apply to both adolescents and adults who are acting like adolescents, for anorexia, the unwillingness to either take in a lot of food and then get rid of it by purging or just not to eat, is the sense of a very fragile ego structure that feels that everybody can influence you, that you want to please everybody, and therefore everybody can influence you. And so the dealing with food becomes symbolic in that you're afraid that you will be taken over by the food. And whether you make that an abstract notion of being fat or just I will not be the person that I am because the person I am is so fragile and so brittle that anybody can affect it. So they take in the food and then get rid of it immediately. So it literally doesn't touch me. And that seemed to me sort of a reasonable explanation on a psychological level as opposed to added to, or I guess the perfect storm of saying in our society, the thing to be is impossibly young and impossibly thin. And I suppose impossibly tan if you could manage that as well. It sounds to me that this may be an issue in your life, and if it is, you're much better off, I think, rather than being program director, be a caller and say, you know, what do I do about this? Because you also, the problem about treatment for this is you can moderate alcohol behavior, you can obliterate alcohol, you can obliterate cigarettes, you can obliterate cocaine, you can obliterate all these other kinds of things that are damaging to you and be the better for it. You simply cannot obliterate food. You have to moderate that behavior because you'll die, obviously, if you're not eating. So you have to moderate the behavior. And moderation is, for most people, much more difficult than just walking away from something completely. That it's that middle ground of having to be reasonable and having to think it through and what makes sense is a much more complicated issue psychologically, intellectually, emotionally, behaviorally than just saying, no, not going to do this, just say no. Which, of course, didn't work either, but that was another issue. So the point about eating disorders is it really is a psychological issue that is played out behaviorally. And so the best way to combat it is self-acceptance of saying, you know, I'm never going to have a completely flat tummy, or I'm never going to have, I don't have the bone structure to support this kind of look. So what I need to do is figure out what's the best weight for me in terms of my health, in terms of my ability to function, in terms of how I look. And what do I do to achieve that understanding that the older you get, the more difficult it is to keep weight off. I think the formula is a pound a year after 30, which is kind of scary to think at 60 you're going to weigh 30 pounds more than you did at 30. That's a lot of weight, and depending, of course, on how much you weighed at 30. So the issue, to summarize all this, the issue as far as I'm concerned about eating disorders is really a manifestation of a psychological sense that what I am is not okay. And so rather than trying to change the eating behavior by itself, you need to work on the behind the scenes of what is it that I like about myself? What is it that I value about myself? What is it that I need to change about myself? What is it about myself that's not changeable? And how do I differentiate? How do I accomplish? And I've said before that our culture is particularly difficult about it. If you're ever around Europeans on a beach, they're extraordinarily attractive women who don't have necessarily very good bodies, but are just have such a sense of confidence. And the fact that they have a tummy that sort of hangs over a little bit over their bathing suit, they could care less.
We care a lot.
Probably a mistake. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Joshua, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Josh. How are you today?
Well, I've been better.
All right, well, let's see what we can do to help you.
Okay, so I have, you know, I was in this relationship, and it's been about a week now since we broke up, but everything was going great. And some things probably happened a little bit too early because the relationship, you know, we were in it for about 2 weeks and things started happening.
What do you mean things started happening? I don't know exactly what that's referring to.
Like sex.
Got it. Okay.
Like two weeks? Yeah.
All right.
So,
how old are you?
17.
And how old was the person you were in a relationship with?
17.
Okay. Was this either of your first sort of relationships?
No, I've been in another one before, you know, where I've actually had sex, but this was the first, you know, relationship that I felt really connected to.
Okay. And what about him?
I think this was the first.
Are both of you still living at home?
Yes, but we're moving soon, so...
Your parents are not together, but do your parents know about the relationship?
No.
Are you out to your parents?
No.
Is he?
No.
Okay, so this one's fraught with all sorts of baggage. All right, keep going. All right, so the two of you got to, what'd you do, meet at school?
Yeah.
Okay.
And your other, you know, after school events that we've been doing together. So we, you know, everything was great, and then eventually we broke up, which was just kind of like, it really took me by surprise because it was really random. And there were just all these reasons, like, I don't think I can do what I want right now for you. And, you know, it was all this random stuff. So
how long were you actually together, Josh?
As friends, we've been friends for like 2 or 3 months now. And then we always knew there was something, but we were together for like maybe a month-ish. So.
And how often did you see each other?
Just about every day.
How often were you sexual with each other?
A couple times.
Okay. So he said to you a week ago, I don't think I can be the kind of person I want to be for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And did that mean anything specific to you, or did that just seem like he was getting... I mean, tell me what that meant to you.
Well, see, the weird thing is that it's going into a ton of different issues, which takes a lot of time to explain, but it was never like that. Like, I would never picture that to be what he would say. And, you know, he texted when he wanted to break this off. So it was kind of, like, just random. Like, okay, you're texting me. You don't have the maturity to even call me on the phone.
Well, it's not like, random. It so may not be very nice, but it's not random. Random is,
well,
is
I mean,
hitting the wrong key. I think this is he was frightened about something. Do you have any idea what precipitated his behavior?
Well, earlier that day, we were talking to one of my friends of friends, and the friend that we were talking to knew about their relationship, and she told someone that I was really close to, like one of my really good friends, but I didn't want her to say it to anyone, and she had sworn to me she wouldn't tell anyone, so I was really frustrated with her, and after him seeing my frustration, I think that might have brought something up or, you know, dug something up inside of them. I don't know.
Maybe. Or it also could be that, I mean, this sounds like this is kind of the super secret that, you know, your parents don't either, neither of them know that you're gay, that neither of them obviously knew you were in a relationship if they don't know you're gay. And the fact, it could have been less that he saw you having a hissy fit, that the idea that it really struck him that to a certain extent, having a secret relationship is really sexy and fun, and to a certain extent, it's really not sexy or fun. It feels burdensome, and it may have been that as much as anything else. I mean, you really can't read somebody else's mind. What's the issue for you today? So he said, he texted you and said, I just don't think it's going to work. Have you seen him since then?
Yeah.
And what's happened
when
you saw him?
Yeah, this is when it gets really bad. So I've tried to make communication because after we had broken it off, you know, we said some things to each other that were just stupid, like, you know, I don't, now if you don't want to be in a relationship, then I don't think I want to be friends with you or anything. And he said, I want to try a friendship. So I have been trying to do this, like, you know, text him and
it's not workable because, first of all, it isn't really what you want. And so let me just give you the scenario that it's probably already happened. If he's nice to you, then you think, oh, well, he really wants to get back. And so you'll maybe make an overture and he'll reject you. So you can't go. It's possible to go from romance to friendship, but you have to have a lot of time or some time at least where you're not seeing each other at all. So you can start fresh so you're not misinterpreting cues because otherwise it's really volatile.
So,
all right, so he said, let's just be friends, and you were trying. So where did you get to there?
Well, so I was trying and been trying for the past week just to try and, you know, be kind. And I really, all I've wanted to do is talk to him and just say, you know, what do you want me to do to make this any better? Because it's just a super messy situation. So I'm, you know, I'm trying to come to him and say, okay, let's just talk about it. He won't let me talk to him.
Yeah.
He won't let me call him. He won't reply to any text messages. He won't let me talk to him in person unless it's just something like, hey, what's up? You know, it has to be, like, if I'm saying something serious, no reply will be
Josh,
said,
he's not going to deal with you
he
like this.
Call.
let me tell you, first of all, anybody who will send you a text message, by definition, wants to keep this at arm's length. And it sounds to me that he's ambivalent, that he really does care about you. This wasn't made up in your mind. It wasn't that you were in this all by yourself. But he just got to a place where he can't deal with it, whether somebody teased him about it, whether he's afraid his parents are going to find out, not only that, you know, because if they find out about you, then by definition they know he's gay. So, I mean, you can't read his mind. Yeah. You know him a little bit. You don't know him terribly well, but you know him a little bit. But the point is, anybody who will break up with you in text is not going to talk with you about why they broke up with you. They're just not going to.
Yeah, and there's all these excuses like, oh, well, I'm trying to think of something that he said, but, you know, he just, it's all stuff.
Well, but Josh, he's not going to. You can take it from me. He's not going to. I mean, he'll give you the excuse that, you know, he's got a doctor's appointment, or he's got a headache, or he has to do some stuff for his mom, or, you know, he's coming down with a cold, or he's got to do some homework. They're all boiled down the same thing. He's not going to deal with you because he does have feelings for you. And right now, he just figures that the only way to really achieve what he wants, which is some way out of this, he just can't deal with it right now. It's just not to deal with you because he cares about you. So, and he doesn't want to let you go completely, which is kind of selfish on his part. You're going to have to let it go. But what specifically is your question to me at this moment?
His best friend, they're always hanging out. She does not like me at all. And so they've been hanging out every single day. And now all of his friends, you know, that were also my friends, are not talking to me. And so I've had this one friend that only I can talk to, and they won't talk to her either. So it's just kind of like we're all each other. Like, I can talk to her, and she can talk to me, and that's it. Like, there's no one else for me to talk to, and there's no one else for her to talk to because they won't talk to us.
Well, Joshua, look, the question is, what do you do now? I think what you do is, if you really feel you need to talk with somebody about it, you may want to find somebody outside of, you know, maybe a relative that you trust, or, I mean, if you're really feeling bedeviled by it, you may want to find yourself a therapist. But for right now, I mean, it's all very new, it's all very gossip, it's all very high school, and I think that the smartest thing to do is stay away from him, and if you can possibly not talk about this, which I know is hard, but if you can, maybe you could make yourself a deal. Here's the deal I would make if I were you with myself, which is I'm going to go the whole weekend without talking with anybody about it. I'm going to go get a burger. I'm going to watch a football game. I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to keep myself really busy, but I'm not going to talk to anybody about Trent. All right? And see if you can make through the whole weekend. And so it's not a matter of who you're going to confide in. Try confiding in nobody. And this will go away. But the more, I mean, right now, he's sort of he's buffering himself. He wants, because he doesn't feel very good about it, and he feels kind of sad, and he may be vilifying you, but it doesn't necessarily say that he's saying Josh was a bad guy.
So after the weekend, can I talk to my friend that I've been talking to about it, or should I just not say
Josh,
a word about
if you
it?
Could, if you can not do anything about it, if you can just let it go, you're going to be happier. Okay, so let's see if, all right, here, the goal is here to sort of set yourself this goal of you may not be able to not think about him, but you can certainly not talk about him to anybody and just see where you get. Bottom line is, the less you talk about him, you're going to have to view this as a done deal, just over for right now.
Yeah.
You know, a year from now, 6 months from now, who knows? But for right now, it's done. And talking about it isn't going to make it, it's going to keep it open. It's going to keep it an open wound. So what we want to do is have you heal as quickly as possible. Because it wasn't very long, and I know it was intense, and it may be, you know, the first real relationship, but it's not going to be the last one, and you'll learn from it what you have to learn from. Spend the weekend keeping yourself busy and happy, not talking about it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Josh. Have a fun weekend. I know that sounds a little improbable, but you could try. 855-993-7569, 855-99-DR-JOY. You can see about all that energy at the beginning of a relationship, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze-Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Our preferred method of interaction is for you to call me, 855-993-7569. But short of that, whining, aren't I? We'd love for you to be able to feel that you can get in touch with us either through Facebook, yes, or you can, one of the Facebook questions we have is go ahead and ask me a question. Alrighty? So, 855-993-7569. Let's see what other people have inquired of moi.
This is from Tom. Tom, this is actually on the program director question that we posted. Tom says, how do you end the cycle of abusive parenting and domestic violence? Problems caused by parents with narcissistic and or borderline personality disorder, and what can such children do to overcome projecting the narcissistic borderline parents' symptoms, overcome fear of abandonment, overcome paranoia, anger, grief due to loss, enmeshment, etc. How can such children recognize the abusive parenting and the visible signs themselves, and what can such children do if they choose not to get professional help?
Well, I mean, wait a minute. You just did a really terrific, thoughtful, inclusive, sensible, analytic analysis, and then you're saying, okay, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want really anybody who knows what they're talking about to help me. Why not? I mean, presumably, it's like saying, I think I may have a heart problem, and my parents had heart problems, and the last time I had my cholesterol looked at, it was pretty high, and I'm getting all these symptoms, but could you give me some alternative other than going to a cardiologist? Well, why would I do that? Why would you not start with the person who specifically knows how to deal with exactly those issues? She said, batting her baby blue eyes. And if the issue is insurance, then, I mean, that, sign up for Obamacare. I mean, do what you need to do, or find a United Fund agency, or find somebody and do a barter system. But, I mean, you get the help that you need, and you want to go the most efficacious route. And the most efficacious route, I mean, that's like saying, well, why don't you just try speaking in tongues? Or, you know, why don't you just take a picture of your parents and bury it? You know, that should help. I mean, come on. We're not talking voodoo dolls here. We're talking looking at a specific problem, and I think you've done a very nice job of it. Actually, and I hate to say that, having just said, why would you then take the most valuable, the most direct, the most reasonable, in some ways probably the most cost-effective route, and just sit, take it off the table? All right, I don't want professional help. Well, you know, I'm not exactly a voodoo doll, right? I mean, I'm professional help. All right, so let's put that back on the table, and then let me add some other things for you. First of all, you may want to look very specifically at what behaviors you felt that your parents were particularly deficient about. I know, bad sentence, but you get the point. And don't say, well, they were angry all the time. That's not very helpful. First of all, they were not. Nobody's angry all the time. They may be angry a lot, and their anger may be frightening to you, but nobody's angry all the time. If nothing else, they sleep. They may gnash their teeth, granted, but come on. So look at specific behaviors and look and see what how those are reflected in your own life. I've told the story before of spending most of my childhood rooming with my sister, and we didn't get along very well. But every once in a while, we would sort of find, after the lights were out, some kind of gentle pathway to one another, and we would be whispering and giggling. It didn't happen very often, but it occasionally happened. And invariably, I would hear one of my parents, usually my father, screaming, if I hear any more noise up there, I'm going to come up and then you'll be sorry. And I remember thinking, even as a very young child, Dad, you're making a mistake here. This doesn't happen very often. We're really not doing anything very damaging. And if you need to, close the door or something. And you know, it didn't take me to being a parent. It only took me till I was about 12 years old and I was babysitting to hear the same horrible words come out of my mouth. And the issue is when you're an adult, I'm not sure a 12-year-old is an adult, but when you're, what you really want is the kid to go to sleep and be quiet and leave you alone. And I, as I said, I didn't even have to become a parent. All I had to become was a babysitter. But you can sort of reflect those things in yourself, and you can say, I'm going to do something different about them. One of the things you can do is involve your child about it, of saying, okay, when Daddy yells, I'm going to give you a little, you know, a little doll, and you hold it up. And every time Daddy yells, you hold the doll up, and every time you have to hold the doll up, I'll give you a dollar. I mean, that's a way. It, first of all, it becomes fun for the kid. It becomes fun for you. It's interesting that you should ask this question. I saw a documentary last night, which you've heard me say that I think the alternative to therapy this day is to do a one-man show, because there have been a bunch of them that were very, very much sort of therapeutic in nature, which is not an alternative. All the people involved in one-man shows at some point have been involved in therapy because they resolved it enough and were able to take their creativity once they were if not healed, at least well on the path to be able to talk about it. But this one was called Being Your Own Man. I think it's going to be on Netflix. And they sent it to me because they were interested in my response to it. And what it is, it is probably the most self... I'm not sure self-aware is exactly the right term, because I'm not sure he's aware of what's going on, but it's certainly the most self-focused. I mean, he basically does a documentary going around and talking with, like, his best friend who's an alpha male and saying, well, how do I become an alpha male? And his friend looks right at the counter and says, not going to happen. He sort of... This happens over, I guess, a period of a couple of years, and he documents with a camera his brother, his sister, his parents talking about who he was as a kid. And the final sort of reel of it, which was very touching, for the first couple of minutes, what you're thinking is, I don't know that I care that much about this person. I really don't know him. And do I really need to sort of watch as he wanders through his own psyche? Okay, this is part of my... You know, my commitment to y'all is to sort of look at these things so you don't have to. But by the end of it, what you understand, and he goes through I can't remember what it's called, not fighting warrior, but something warrior. But the thing that was most touching for me, and while I'll probably get him on the program to talk about it, is at some point he writes a letter to his father. And you hear me all the time recommend that. Whether you send it or not, and sometimes your parent is no longer alive, and at least, and what he did, it was very touching, and he read part of it, his father read part of it, and they photographed the whole thing, which I don't know a whole lot of people would be willing to do that. I think therapy may be a lot more private and probably a little more effective in some ways. But what he said was, I've spent my whole life being afraid of you and being angry with you and judging you, and I haven't been a very good son because of that. And so I need to take my responsibility for how I can do things differently, how I can be a different kind of son, and how I can share my feelings with you. And, I mean, it's a tear-provoking kind of moment. I really wish you'd call me about that so I can kind of walk you through it. But please don't take therapy off the table a priori. Don't just dismiss it before you've thought about it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.